This is being carried by multiple news outlets, so I'm just gonna pick one and read it. This one is coming to you from The Independent. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention, with all the confusion, I'm not giving you a choice of category this week because I found this far too interesting. This article from October 29, 2025.
Okay, somewhat topical for your Fringy Minis.
Yeah, so this
pretty recent.
Coming to us from The Independent in this instance. It was the first one that I could open up, and it's titled by Rachel Dobkin and Greg. I've never seen Greg spelled this way ever in my life. G-R-A-I-G.
Kind of like Craig.
Yeah.
Phonetically, there's nothing wrong with it, but I hate it.
I really do hate it. I didn't even know that was something I could hate. Graziosi. Crews continue to hunt for three aggressive research monkeys who escaped truck crash on Mississippi Highway.
Ah, yes, I heard about this.
Yes. Good.
I wonder if they ever caught them.
I don't know. There didn't seem to be an update on that. At one point, I saw one that said one is remaining, so they probably killed two of them, unfortunately. But here we are, reading this one. I didn't see an update that they caught the last one. Three aggressive monkeys are still on the loose after a truck transporting them overturned in Mississippi, officials confirmed. The truck was loaded with caged rhesus monkeys when it crashed on Interstate 59 north of Heidelberg on Tuesday. It is still not clear what caused the truck to overturn. It was probably all those crazy monkeys in the back.
There were three of them. I wouldn't say like a rhesus monkey isn't big. I don't think they could get the momentum to like push it over.
But they said
no matter how smart they are.
Three are still on the loose. I'm picturing like a truckload of hundreds of monkeys. No?
Oh. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I just remembered three are missing. I assume there were three in total.
Fair enough for you saying that. Maybe there were only three. We have no clarification.
There's somewhere between 3 and 3,000, we gotta assume.
Yeah, exactly.
No less than three.
Either 3 or 3,000. That's my guess anyway.
Certainly not four. That would have been awkward if that one didn't want to partake, so it just sat there, didn't escape.
It was driving the truck. The truck was loaded with caged rhesus monkeys when it crashed. Yep, we already talked about that. Despite reports initially suggesting that the monkeys were carrying infectious disease.
Oh, I remembered this.
Including hepatitis C, herpes, and COVID-19. Tulane University, where they were being housed, denied the case. The primates aren't infectious. Actually, it says the primates dot 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 aren't infectious. I wonder what those dot dot dots are covering up. We're actively collaborating.
I bet it's, and don't quote me on this.
Collaborating with local authorities and will send a team of animal care experts to assist as needed, the university wrote. Tulane stressed to The Independent that the monkeys have not been exposed to any infectious agent. The monkeys, which the Associated Press says are among the most medically studied in the world, were being transported to a testing facility in Florida, Connecticut, WFSB reported. Jasper County Sheriff Randy Johnson told local outlet WAPT that 21 monkeys were on the truck, six of whom initially escaped. We were way off in both directions.
So they were able to thwart like half of them right off the bat.
Yeah, unless all of those other ones died in the crash and the other ones took off. Quote, the monkey that got away actually crossed interstate, went out into a wooded area, Johnson said. That was broken English. I wonder if Johnson is a native English speaker. Initial reports suggested only one monkey was still on the loose, but after Jasper County officials were able to reach the wreck safely, they discovered two others had also fled from the wreck. Of course, they're not going to wait there and be like, we have to wait. The driver of the truck told local law enforcement that the monkeys were dangerous and posed a threat to humans. The department wrote in a Facebook post warning the public they were aggressive. Tulane previously told The Independent that the monkeys left the Tulane National Biomedical Research Center in Covington, Louisiana, and were traveling to a non-Tulane affiliated location. quote, the primates in question belong to another entity, end quote, the university said, adding that they were not being transported by a Tulane affiliated service. Sounds like Tulane wants nothing to do with these monkeys.
I just gotta say, like, we're talking about an accident and the name of the research facility is Tulane, like a road, is just weird.
And it was in fact Tulane's. The monkeys that escaped and were recovered have been destroyed, according to officials. I hate it when they use that word. Mississippi Wildlife and Fisheries also responded to the scene. Tulane will send a team to pick up the monkeys that are still caged on Wednesday, according to authorities. In the wake of the incident, PETA issued a statement calling the incident an example of the risk posed by the greedy monkey experimentation industry. While it can be hard to manage age... What? I think I went to a different article. Anyhow, I think that's the end of the article. This wasn't exactly the article I was hoping for, and I'm left confused a little bit as to if they weren't full of herpes and COVID,
why would the monkey then?
Yeah. Did the truck driver just make it up? Like, where did this come from?
Something tells me that this truck driver had multiple accidents in his past, and they told him, like, you gotta be real careful. These monkeys, they got herpes. Yeah. And like, COVID, and I don't know, what are you scared of? Yep, they got that. They got a lot of that.
Just, like, incentivize them to drive.
You gotta be careful.
Yeah. Any wrong moves, and these monkeys will give you herpes. So much herpes. Anyhow. That's the article.
I was kind of left, like, it was reported publicly by something, like, not just a rumor, by, like, somebody who should have known that these things were infected with things. And, like, a weird amalgamation of many things. And I don't know if they were ordering, like, separate infections with monkeys or if they all had all of these infections.
And Tulane came in rather aggressively those aren't our monkeys and they do not have any infectious diseases. Trust us.
Which I really hope there was a reporter at the time that's saying, like, well, how do you know they don't have these if they're not your monkeys?
Yeah, the Independent did a very poor job at this, and I'm left wanting more about the herpes. Maybe don't have herpes monkeys. And that's how I'm left feeling on this Wednesday.
And with that, I don't know, you guys got 48 hours. You look up if, like, these are cross-species infectious. Like, let's not end it there. I do have a question. If these, the monkeys did have it, it just can't, like, jump the species barrier.
That was not a question. That was a statement.
That was just a thought out loud.
Yeah, that was a thought.
Anyhow, I go back. You guys think about that, too. Goodbye.
Goodbye.